Palantir CEO Alex Karp, uniquely American approach to AI provides strategic advantage in Iran conflict. By Lucas Nolan on March 13, 2026. Palantir Technologies CEO Alex Karp stated that uniquely American AI is providing the United States and its allies with a significant advantage in the escalating conflict in Iran and throughout the Middle East region. CNBC reports that speaking at Palantir's APCon 9 conference in Maryland on Thursday, CEO Alex Karp discussed his company's role in modern warfare and the strategic importance of AI technology in current Middle East operations. Karp emphasized that American technological capabilities, particularly in AI, represent a unique advantage in global conflicts. What makes America special right now is our lethal capabilities, our ability to fight war, Karp said during the event. He added that another major advantage is that the AI revolution is uniquely American. The CEO indicated that Palantir's technology is being utilized to coordinate combat data between the United States and Middle East partners who have been targeted by Iranian airstrikes. According to Karp, the company's platform serves a critical coordinating function that no other product can match for security purposes. If you were attacked and you needed to coordinate, you would have to have a coordinating function. There's only one product that can actually do that for security, Karp stated, referencing Palantir's platform. Palantir's Project Maven represents a real-time AI surveillance capability that utilizes satellite imagery. According to reports from the Wall Street Journal, the platform was employed alongside Anthropic's Claude artificial intelligence in the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. When asked whether Project Maven played a role in the death of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei during a joint United States-Israel military operation 2 weeks prior, Karp declined to provide specific confirmation. However, he acknowledged awareness of reports suggesting Palantir's involvement in Middle East operations. I have read that Palantir's Project Maven is the core backbone of that, he said, speaking generally about U.S. involvement in the Middle East. And then I've also read that all the allies, Arab and non-Arab in the Middle East, may or may not be users of our platform as well, and that's expanding rapidly. Industry experts and executives note that artificial intelligence is pushing military conflicts into unprecedented territory. This shift became particularly evident when Iran conducted bombing operations against three Amazon data centers located in the Middle East last week. The targeting of data centers highlights how modern warfare increasingly extends beyond traditional military installations to include digital infrastructure. United States data centers are now widely regarded as national security assets, as they house critical digital infrastructure utilized by government agencies and major corporations. Karp addressed Iran's strategic targeting decisions during his remarks. They're evil, they're not stupid, Karp said. Look who's on the list, look who's not. We're in the middle of war. You would expect it to be a list of hardcore military companies. They are interested in the things they can't produce. As AI companies and the Pentagon continue to explore how AI will impact the future of defense, Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his forthcoming book Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the Race to Control AI, to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and Public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.